produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, and welcome to a Better Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. My favorite verse today is Psalms 34:18, and it says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Your brokenness is a big deal to God. I will be sharing how you can move past the brokenness in your life and how you too can become a better broken. Being that this month is the time to focus on Christmas, today I would like to divert a little from my book to share with you something that I read that was a blessing to me. It's a devotion from Compassion International, which is titled, Walking Through the Christmas Season. It talks about finding purpose, hope, and joy through Jesus' birth. In what season of life do you find yourself? Maybe you're a teen looking forward to Christmas break from school. You may be at the other end of life's journey, enjoying your retirement and preparing for this year's family gathering. No matter what season of life you're in, God's purpose for you remains the same, to glorify Him. You may be going through a season where your life seems meaningless or lacks in purpose. It may seem like your main responsibility is to shuffle kids from one event to another. If so, your world can understandably seem small. Or maybe your season seems too big, too overwhelming. Maybe the decisions of life are all-consuming and the responsibilities weigh heavy on your shoulders. Do you wonder if God has a tangible purpose for you and your current season of life? Do you feel out of date, used, worn out? Do you feel too young, too old? Galatians 4:4-7 says, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." The Bible tells us we can glorify God in every season. His purpose for us as His children remains consistent. Christmas is a great time to remember how God uses those people in the world that the world sees as insignificant to bring His greatest gift into the world. As I read about three amazing people God chose to use, put yourself in their shoes. What reaction would you have had to His call? What doubts may have crept in? How would you have responded? The first person I want to read about is Mary. Mary's purpose. Have you ever noticed that God's purpose for you may be different than the one you had planned? Many of us have yearly goals or a 5-year plan, maybe even a 10-year plan. And we bet that Mary, the mother of our Savior, had plans for her life too. She was engaged to be married to Joseph. They had plans. Where they would live, how many children they would have, and how they would grow old together. But God's plans were different. Mary was only a teenager when God revealed His daunting will for her life. She had been chosen to give birth to the Messiah, the Son of God. She suddenly found herself in the middle of an unplanned pregnancy without a husband. This caused others to look down upon her and devalue her character. This alone caused brokenness in her life because, like all of us as Christians, she valued and cared about her testimony. Some were even jealous of her becoming of child with the Christ. I can imagine the pain that she felt as others were whispering behind her back. She was completely innocent of the terrible things that they were accusing her of. Her heart was crushed and broken. For centuries, women dreamed of being the one that was chosen for this role. They eagerly awaited their Messiah, and Mary had been chosen. In Luke 1, verses 28 through 32, we learn how the angel Gabriel came to Mary and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Highly favored. This phrase comes from the Greek word which means much grace. Mary received God's grace. She had to put her total faith and trust in what the angel said in order for her to heal from her personal brokenness. She had to stop worrying about what others said. She knew that she had received God's grace, and that was all that mattered. Mary had found comfort in the angel that said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call His name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." Mary, the mother of Jesus, is a phenomenal example of how to find purpose in whatever season of life you are in. As Mary progressed through her life, Do you think she clung to those words from the angel, "The Lord is with you," as she raised the Messiah, her Messiah, through his childhood years, teen years, and into adulthood? Did she cling to that promise spoken from the angels years before, as she saw Jesus rejected and even crucified on the cross? Did she hang on to that promise, "The Lord is with you"? We have the same assurance as Mary. When God's plans for us are different than what we expect, the Lord is with us. He never lets us go. The next person I want to read about is Elizabeth's purpose. In Luke 1, 39 through 45, God performed a miracle inside of a once barren woman. Her barrenness had brought insults and reproof from others because to be barren in that culture was a total disgrace. This caused brokenness in Elizabeth's life because for so long she had cried and yearned for a child of her own. She was one of the women that was barren, and she had to suffer from the insults and reproof from others just like other women were. She, too, was probably worried about what others thought. She could not understand why she could not have a child of her own. She didn't realize that God had a perfect plan. But a miracle of God had occurred, and God had blessed her with pregnancy. This story finds two women, one older and one perhaps just a teenager, meeting together. Mary heard about Elizabeth's pregnancy and went to visit her. We know Elizabeth was over 6 months pregnant at this time. It is a sign of God's love that these two women were related, so they can be a comfort and encouragement to one another. Mary finds herself pregnant outside of marriage, and Elizabeth is right there to support her. Both women are experiencing miraculous events related to pregnancy. At the sound of Mary's voice, the baby inside of Elizabeth's womb leaped for joy, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed in Luke 1, verses 41 through 42, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has received that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." Elizabeth is the first person the Bible records as recognizing the Messiah's arrival. She declared that Mary was the mother of her Lord. The Holy Spirit had informed Elizabeth of Mary's purpose before Mary could even say a word. Elizabeth had a distinct purpose in this story also. She declared that Jesus was blessed and he was the Lord. Elizabeth's son also grew up to be John the Baptist, who ministered before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah, and was the prophet who would prepare the way for the Messiah. Over 200 or 2,000 years later, we still have a simple purpose to the one given Elizabeth. We are called to proclaim the Savior. Just like Elizabeth, we can sense the prompting of the Holy Spirit and proclaim his goodness. We can echo the praises of Peter. Declare the promises of him who called us out of the darkness into his wonderful light, it says in 1 Peter 2:9. The next person I want to read about is the innkeeper's purpose. In Luke 2, verses 1 through 7, the crowds were thick in Bethlehem that night. Joseph and Mary had traveled to the town to register. They were still pledged to be married, and Mary was very pregnant at this time. This passage says that there was no room for them at the inn. All of the inns or places to stay that night were full. It was nighttime, and no one had a suitable space for Mary and Joseph. Everything was full except the area for animals. The innkeeper turned them away. Luke does not share if he was a kind-hearted man who found a way to keep a young man from giving birth on the streets, but he provided her with a private space, the best that he had available. Could it have been that the innkeeper was brokenhearted because he could not provide a proper place for this young couple to give birth to their firstborn child? Being that he at least provided a spot for them, I would like to think that he did have a tender heart. Mary gave birth that night. She wrapped her firstborn, newborn son and laid him in a manger. Can you imagine? Mary was in labor, contracting as she and her husband traveled around town looking for a place to give birth to their firstborn son and their Savior. Surrounded by smelly animals and manure, Mary gave birth for the first time. This must have been so difficult for Mary and Joseph. Their newborn son, the King of Kings, the Messiah, was now sleeping in a manger meant for animals. Did they question their God during this time? We don't know. God's plan may have been clear to them later. Jesus had arrived in an humble circumstance instead of as a pampered ruler. His first bed was a trough meant for animals. How did God use that innkeeper to fulfill his perfect plan? God knew the inn would be full. He sent the people there. God knew the setting he wanted his son to be born in. He orchestrated every detail. The innkeeper may have found a way to serve a scared young pregnant woman the best that he could. And then just 33 years later, Jesus would die for that innkeeper. Maybe the innkeeper was still alive, and maybe he was able to witness the death of Jesus. If so, I'm sure that he was a broken man as he realized that he helped to bring the Messiah exactly as God had planned. As I have read through the devotion, I pray that your hearts were blessed. As I have read through and spoken about each of the characters and their brokenness during the birth of Christ, I pray that you have learned some things. You see, we all have some kind of brokenness in our lives. Maybe you're going through a time of brokenness and discouragement in your life right now. The people that I just read about were people just like you and I. They had feelings, heartaches, pain, and brokenness in their own situations. When we read the Christmas story, we tend to think about the actual birth of Christ, and this is the most important reason for Christmas, to focus on Christ's birth. But there's so much more to it. I hope that you've thought about the people that I have read about and the purpose that God has had for them. There are others that I could have read about as well, but these three really stuck out to me personally. Each one of these people and others had a purpose. We too can experience purpose, hope, and joy as we reflect on the story and the people that were involved in Christ's birth. Each of these people and others had a purpose that would lead to Christ's greatest gift to all, his death on the cross for our sins. His salvation to broken people is the greatest gift to all mankind. Remember, No matter what you are going through, God is still there for you. God loves you. And through your brokenness, no matter what it may be, you can be used by Him. We all go through different seasons of life. Sometimes we go through happy times, such as a new child being birthed into the world. Sometimes we may go through heartache, such as losing a child or losing a loved one. When it seems like you're all alone in those times of brokenness, remember that you're not alone. And it's my desire to help you and to share what the Lord places on my heart. And I pray that I'm a blessing to you as I share about how we can become a better broken. Remember, we all have different seasons of life. Some seasons are greater than other seasons. We have to depend on Christ through those hardships and praise Christ even when we don't feel like praising Him. My husband has said many times in his preaching that sometimes it's the hardest times for us as we go to church and serve Christ. Those are some of the hardest times of our lives, walking through the church doors. But when we actually get to church and we walk through those doors and we listen to what Christ gives to us and we praise and worship the Holy Spirit, that all of our burdens and our brokenness just seems to fade away. And I myself have been through sermons or services where I did not feel like going to church, or I did not feel like reading my Bible or doing the things of the Lord. And there's times that I've personally struggled in those areas of my life. But each time that I would put my selfish feelings aside and I would do exactly as God would want me to do, whether it be to go to church or read my Bible, I'm always blessed by what the Lord gives me. So in those times that you're down and you're in a season of drought, remember that God is there for you. And if you just simply pick up His word or talk to Him in prayer, He will give you the comfort and peace that you need. Maybe this Sunday you are fighting the battle of, that's tomorrow actually, you're fighting the battle of not wanting to go to church. Maybe you're ashamed of something that you've done and you don't want to face other people. Well, may I encourage you to walk through the church doors that you are attending? You never know what kind of blessing you might receive if you would just walk through those church doors. God has something special for you, whether it be a sermon that the pastor gives, even a song that you might hear that could be an encouragement to you. There's times that I personally have not felt like walking through the church doors and felt like going and facing other people. But God has given me a special blessing each time that I fight the devil and I fight those feelings. God gives me the peace that I need and the sermon and songs that I need to help me through my times of brokenness. All you have to do is trust in Him. Walk through the church doors. Open your Bible. He is there for you. And remember, throughout the rest of the Christmas season, that He is the gift, the greatest gift to all of us. If you've never trusted Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior, trust in Him today. Admit that you're a sinner. Ask for forgiveness of sins. And simply trust in Him. He can be the one to help you, to mold you, to make you to be exactly who He wants you to be. We will continue on my book series in the next couple of weeks on the radio program. And I am so thankful for the blessings that God has given to me in my life. And I just felt like that since it was the Christmas season that we should focus the radio program today on the birth of Christ and the people that were behind the scenes, so to speak. And just take a look at some of their lives and walk in maybe their footsteps as we think about the situations that they had in their lives. And I pray that this was a blessing to you. And I pray that you have stopped and thought about each of these people. And when you read the Christmas story this Christmas season, think about the other people and their situations. There's so many more that I could have spoken about, but for sake of time, I just chose these three. So as you read the Christmas story this year, think about the people that were involved in the birth of Christ. Think about the feelings that they may have had during these times. And think about how God used them in a very special way in different seasons of their lives. And I'm so thankful that I have personal testimonies of seasons of life that I can use to help others. I pray that you take what God has taught you and that you will use your testimony to be a blessing and a help to others. Sometimes when we keep things shut up inside and we don't talk about the things that the Lord has done for us, we get so stale in our Christian lives. But I found that since the Lord has opened the doors for me to share my personal testimonies, that it's so much easier to have a closer relationship with Christ, because not only am I keeping it in my heart, I'm sharing it with others, which in turn gives me a blessing as I talk to others about the experiences that I've had in my life. And so this Christmas season, when you talk to others about your personal experiences and what Christ has done for you in your life, remember and share that He is the greatest gift to all. Do something for someone else. This always helps us when we have down seasons in our lives. If you would just rather do something for somebody, maybe someone, maybe there's a family that's not able to do much for their children, and you are able to go help and to buy gifts for that family or their children, that would be a blessing to someone else. Maybe it's simply just buying someone's meal. Maybe it's simply preparing a meal for someone. Maybe there's a family that's lost a loved one and you just want to do something special for them to help cheer them up. There's lots of things that we as Christians can do to help encourage others in Christ. Take whatever God has laid upon your heart this Christmas season and do those things. Maybe it's simply ladies making some goodie packs for people in the church. Our older people need encouragement as well. And so whatever the Lord has laid on your heart this Christmas season, do whatever He asks for you to do and be a gift to someone else. As I close this program, as always, I want to say a special thank you to two of the most encouraging ladies that I know, Kayla Padgett and Tammy Polk, and the Lifted Authors Radio Network for allowing me and A Better Broken to be a part of the radio program. I also wanted to say thank you to my husband for his love and support, to my children, to my other family, and all of my precious friends that God has blessed me with. Thank you all for your continuous love and support. I also want to say a very special thank you to all of you who are listening. Again, this has been a Better Broken radio broadcast, and my name is Angie West. Join me every first and third Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on this radio program, or listen on my Facebook page, A Better Broken Radio Broadcast. If you are interested in my handmade resin jewelry, which would make wonderful Christmas gifts, you can also find me on my Facebook and Instagram business pages under the title A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection. If you're interested in my books, A Better Broken, you can also find them on Amazon.com, searching under author Angie West. I look forward to hearing from you and talking to you again soon. May your Christmas day be full of joy as we celebrate Jesus' birth and His great gift to us.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.